This is the Closet Geek episode 49 for August 14th, 2014.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, and welcome to The Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek, to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Hello!
Hey everybody, after 2 weeks,
yes,
we're all back.
2 weeks!
Actually,
sorry.
Technically it's three.
Don't remind me.
We 2 weeks off. So it's been three since. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But, yeah, it's been way too long. We're feeling a little left out when it comes to geek news.
Yeah.
Do I have
Ryan
to hold my mic up here now?
Apparently,
I know. I'm liking this.
Okay, I gotta hold mine like this too.
Yeah.
So now we're gonna all hold our mics.
We're all we're like
close to our mouths.
Yep.
And talk
just like radio stations.
Sultry sounds of the Closet Geek.
I'd like to do like audio book readings.
Yeah.
Would anybody be interested in listening to my voice?
No.
So,
all right, who's that guy from Sweden?
Yes, Seb.
Oh, Seb.
Seb.
Seb. No, he's not from Sweden. Where is he?
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Not Sweden.
Oh, dang it. Sorry.
We need people in Sweden, though.
All right.
So, let's go to our first section of the show, which is called This Week in Geek.
This week in Geek.
This is a section where we talk about the things we did geeky throughout, I guess, this last, like, 3 weeks. But we'll keep it short. We'll try to. This is things we talk about, the things we do, and the things we can recommend for you guys to go check out. So, Mike, you go first. Oh, sorry, John.
Dang it.
John left out. So, this last week it's really just been anime for me. Although I did play some Final Fantasy, I know with Final Fantasy the Moonfire Fair has come out, which is kind of like their being a Japanese-based game. They have a lot of Japanese festival-style events throughout the game, and so it's Moonfire Fair. So you can get your kimono, and you get other neat things, but you can get a new dance move that you learn when you do a quest. So it's going to be fun. Kathy and I are going to probably do that this weekend, if not tonight. But the big things I was doing is I was doing Sword Art Online 2,
yes.
Episode 6, which was really awesome.
I watched that today.
Good job.
Yeah, so yeah, Episode 6 was really, really, really cool. So I've been just sucked into that show. It was a lot of emotion in this last episode.
Talk about it too much. I haven't actually seen the
movie. Yeah, a lot of emotion. That's all I'll say. But then I was watching episode 19 of A Regular at Magic High School. You're finding out that the main character is actually downright kind of scary. He puts on this big persona, but you're finding out more and more about how uber he is, so it's kind of cool. And then I broke down and started watching a show because all my friends were talking about how silly and funny it is and how it would go from comedy 1 second to like everybody's crying the next minute, which is High School DxD.
Ew.
Sojo!
Ew.
It's
ew.
It's pretty silly.
why would you subject yourself to watching like high school rom-com anime? Why?
It's so funny because
you're not a Japanese teenage girl.
No, are you sure? No, it's not a girl anime at all.
You say that. You're just defending it.
Well, considering the characters are like naked 3/4 of the time, they have like little D's with demon wings flying over their nipples, you're like,
ew.
It's just hilarious.
Ew.
Yeah, that's funny.
Ew.
But that's kind of been my week in geek. I did watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Which
I'm
going to
go see that on Saturday.
Of course, at the very end, I felt like I was the only one in the whole audience who knew who Howard the Duck was. I'm like,
oh.
it's like everybody was quiet, and you could literally hear like this confusion
like,
in the air.
What the
heck? And, yeah, and everybody's like, what? And I just guffawed. I'm like, ha-ha, that's Howard the Duck. And then all of a sudden, like, people
spoilers.
In the audience are like, oh.
Oh, that's the trailer, the extra credits.
Yeah,
I know.
It doesn't spoil anything in the storyline of the movie.
Please.
I didn't say it did.
There's so much online right now.
Yeah, plus it's all over the internet.
I don't read it.
Lance loved the dancing baby Groot. It was just hilarious.
Yeah,
cute.
Right.
Super cute. And then, of course, was it Drax? Drax, who's like super literal. Oh my gosh. He's like, nothing goes over my head. I'm too fast. I'll catch it. My reflexes. Overall, the whole show was so well done. And whoever wrote that, I can't remember her name. Darn her for making everybody in the audience cry in 4 minutes. It's like the first 4 minutes of the show, and everybody's crying in the audience. So I'm sure if you guys have seen it, you'll know exactly what you're talking
about. No, I haven't seen it yet. I think Ryan has, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Be ready to cry in 4 minutes.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
Now that you told me, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. I knew it was going to happen.
Get back in there!
I was like, oh, I'm crying.
It's almost.
It's enough to
make
a grown man
cry. But not this man.
But not this man.
Get back in there, tear.
But you also have to remember, of course, I'm crying, and Kathy always looks at me like I'm silly, because she doesn't cry like at any. She doesn't cry at shows, but I'm like, I'll watch a beautiful like anime and be like, it's so beautiful. But of course, she's just like looking. She'll just shake her head at me like, Mike, you're so silly.
Like this,
one of
shaking.
Yeah, like this.
But that's my head at you.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't think of anything else that I've done the geeky this week. I have not seen. I'm done. Go ahead.
Go right.
Ryan, what did you think of Guardians?
What did I think of what?
Guardians of the Galaxy. Didn't you see it?
No.
Oh, I thought you had seen it. Never mind.
I was going to. But...
seen it this week?
Yeah, you're the only.
Yeah.
Usually I'm
fine. I had too many. It's still playing at the theater, so I'll go see it eventually. But no, I moved to Florida, so it was kind of busy. If I sound like I'm echoing, it's because there's no furniture in my room.
Should have put like some kind of like hang up a blanket behind you or something.
No, it would be too hot.
But you did post some things online.
Yes, I've been trying to finish my Beast costume. I have like less than 2 weeks to finish it. So
cutting close.
It looks so awesome, though. Thank you. I posted a video on my my artist page.
Yeah, that mask turned out so good.
So good.
Really did. I was really, really impressed with it.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people knew what I was trying to do.
Oh, really?
I kept getting weird questions like, will it move? Like,
it's a silicone mask.
Oh, right.
Yes, it will.
So you got the mask, and how far along is your muscle suit?
The muscle suit's almost done. What has to be done is the muscles have to be encapsulated in fabric, or else they'll just eventually rip off.
Right.
So that's halfway done.
So then you have to apply the fun fur.
And then once the muscle suit's finished,
that's the technical name of it. It's called fun fur.
The fun
fur. Need to make a pattern. And then
that's the title of the episode.
Put the fur on. And then I've got...
He puts the fur on.
He puts the fun fur on.
Then I've got to paint the hands and the feet and put the fur on the feet and hands and then put the hair on the head.
So and then put the lime in the coconut.
Shake it all up.
Yes.
So did you have to do... did you do, like, claws for the feet or anything like that?
No, they're kind of like gorilla feet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like a short little thumb.
Did you you take a similar mold of, like, your chewy feet, or did you...
No, it's store-bought.
Oh.
I didn't have time.
Good job.
I bought some store-bought gloves and feet because I knew I was going to run really low on
time.
Hey, you know
time.
What?
Yeah.
Some of the coolest things I've seen are store-bought things that are modified. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to paint them blue because they're just gorilla feet, gorilla hands. And I'm going to paint them blue, put on blue fur, and then possibly put some toenails on.
And so. Dragon Con is Labor Day weekend?
Yeah.
So you have like 2 weeks.
A week and a half. Because I have to leave on Thursday.
Got some late nights coming.
So a week from today you need to leave?
Yes.
Man, that's cutting it close. Yes.
That Thursday morning, a week from today.
Wow.
Dang it.
All right. Well, we'll have to record on Wednesday then.
No, he'll be busy.
I'll probably
he'll be in his craft room.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone.
Anything else, my friend?
There's just a lot, but I don't. I'm gonna try and recap all this after Dragon Con.
Mm. Like in a big blog or something?
No, I think we'll get Bill Duran on and we'll talk Dragon Con again.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Get old Bill.
He said that. He would do another Dragon Con recap, if you remember.
He sure did. Last year, he said he'd do that. Cool. All right. John, go.
Yay, me.
Yay.
So, 3 weeks ago, when we last spoke, we were all in the middle of playing the Destiny beta.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And unfortunately, all of our effort that we put into playing the beta is gone.
Boom.
So we'll have to start all over from scratch come September 9th. However, I went and joined a Destiny clan.
Did you join the Father's Guild?
I did, the Dads of Destiny.
The Dads of Destiny.
I went and joined.
What?
Yeah, it's a...
D-O-D.
D-O-D. It's a community group called Dads of Destiny. And the main reason why I decided to actually join one of their clans is it's a very casual group. And they've specifically said, the guy that started it specifically said the whole point was, you know, we as fathers don't have a whole lot of gaming time because we put our families first and we put our jobs first. And so when we do have time, we want to hook up and try to find other people that have the same or in the same situation.
Ideals, yeah.
And so it's not one of these hardcore clans where it's like, you have to play from 9 to 11 every night. And if your killed death ratio isn't 1.5, then you're out. And, you know, all this kind of junk. No, it's totally casual. Everybody that's in there understands that, hey, if you are in the middle of doing something and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to go change a diaper. You know, everybody's going to understand that, and everybody's going to, you know, nobody's going to freak out, and they're good, because we're all in the same boat.
When you say, oh, it's dinner time, they all understand.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I read the article about them, and I thought it was really, really cool.
Yeah,
I thought about going to join them, too, because it's an open guild, too. It's just like, you want to come join us if you have the same, if you're a dad and you know you have the same ideas as us, come join us.
Yeah, and it's really cool because they've got it split up so that you've got the main community of the Dads of Destiny, and then you've got all of these sub clans underneath the Dads of Destiny Alliance. And so they split it up by console, So each clan within the group has a up to 75 members. And so essentially what I did is I went in and I found, you know, one of the PS4 clans that hadn't been filled up yet. So now I have 75 people in my clan that I've gone and actually added to my PlayStation friends list. So now when the time comes and we're all playing Destiny together, I will always have people that I can hook up with and go and play. And especially it's important when you hit the end game, because Destiny, because Bungie has said that when you hit the end game and you do these six-man raids, there isn't going to be any matchmaking. So it's not like you could just go in solo and they'll just match you up with other people and then you can run this raid. You go in with six people that you are already grouped up with.
Yeah.
And so my thought was, well, I don't know that many people
that plays
Destiny on the PlayStation 4. You know, I only have like
in your time zone.
Yeah, I only have like two or three people on my friends list that even have PS4s. So this is a really good opportunity to get to know these other guys and be able to play with them and do these things and not feel like I'll miss out on anything because I don't have enough people that I can hook up with. So that's been kind of fun. I started watching this reality TV show. We kind of posted something on the Closet Geek page. It's called,
I watched it too.
It's called The Quest. And basically
it's a reality TV competition.
It's like a LARP.
But no, it's a reality show that actually follows a storyline.
I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't awful.
Yeah, it wasn't amazing. It was fun.
But it is fun because it was basically it's a LARP. They're on this extended LARP, and during this LARP, they have to meet these different challenges. And if you don't meet the challenge, then you aren't obviously the chosen one. And da 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 da. So, but it's really cool because everybody stays in character.
Lightning bolt.
Well, it's not that bad.
No,
it's not
they
that
have
bad.
They have a.
I'm gonna shoot it with a magic missile.
Yeah, well, all the other, besides the people that are competing, all the other people are professional actors.
Right.
And they do not break character, and a lot of their lines are improvised.
And it's really, like, a high-quality production. I mean, I don't know where they found this fortress castle that they're able to be in, but it's like a full-blown medieval village that they found.
You said you posted this on the Facebook?
Yeah, a long time ago when they first talked
about
it.
Oh, gosh.
When they first said that they were working on it, I posted a link and said, is this going to be any good? What do you think? And da-da-da-da. So,
is it on da-da-da-da?
It's on Hulu.
Oh, it's on Hulu?
It's on Hulu.
All right.
Only the first two episodes are out. But so I thought that was kind of fun. So I actually watched that with my entire family, and we all just kind of had fun and getting.
I watched that over
the
at my in-laws' place
on ABC, right?
Yeah, ABC.
Yeah. Okay.
So, as you know, I have also been watching Sword Art Online too, but I did find another anime that I got into recently. I just kind of ran into it. I don't really know how. Oh, I think I found out about it because it's a fairly new series. I think it's one of the summer series, but it's called Aldenoa.Zero.
Yeah,
it's a mecha series, and essentially what it is it takes place, you know, in the near future. It's not like extreme future, but it's in the near future. And they found like a jump gate on the moon, and it's not necessarily a stargate, but it was kind of a dead jump gate. But they were able to use some of the technology to kind of advance their own technology. Well, then what happened was that the people that actually owned this jump gate came back. And so now it's about like the people of the Earth are trying to fight against this alien but basically they're all humans.
They're from Mars.
Well, some of them are from Mars, but
the Apollo astronauts discover a gate on the moon that's connected to Mars.
Right.
But Mars is colonized.
Right.
By this other empire. So, and for, of course, fighting ultimately begins.
Yeah. And what's really crazy is that I've only watched like the first two or three episodes, but like this alien race, they essentially came from Earth and then went off to the stars and or something like that. But they all kind of came from anyway. But
it's definitely an underdog show because the Martians have like
so overpowered.
They come in with these huge, crazy, powerful mecha
and just like lay waste to everything.
And the Terrans,
the Earth people have like these crappy little inferior mecha. And they get taken out with like one shot. The Martians have these crazy abilities and stuff like that.
Think of it for people who might know what Gundam is. So think Gundam, but instead of having everybody have Gundams, one side has Gundams and the other side is forced to fight Gundams with horribly inferior mecha.
Right. And so it's really becoming more of like a resistance guerrilla tactics type fighting against the Martians. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I liked what I saw so far.
I'll check it out.
But that's about it.
Cool. I've also been watching Sword Art Online 2, watched the episode 6 today, and really enjoying that. It's nice because I have an hour-long break for lunch, and so I eat, and then I watch an anime episode.
There you go.
So it works out nicely. The only other geeky thing I did was finally set up my computer.
Woo! Now, this is the one that you won at the Nerdtacular.
This is my Doghouse Systems, who are an affiliate of The Closet Geek. You can go to their website and use the code Closet Geek to get double your RAM on your purchase. I won this at Nerdtacular this year, and just because I sat in the right seat.
Yeah, good job.
It was totally,
man. Good
totally
job for sitting in that chair.
I know, right? And so I finally got it set up, and I plan to do some major gaming on my computer when I get the chance. So I'm pretty excited. Other than that, like Ryan, I also moved not to Florida. I moved to a less prettier state known as New Mexico. I got an awesome job that I am really excited about. I get to do a lot of cool things. So
there you go.
Yeah. So I plan on doing more geeky things this week. So let's go to the next section of the show, which is called The Weekly Geek.
The Weekly Geek!
This is the section of the show where we give you the latest and greatest geeky news. We were going to do a San Diego Comic-Con episode a couple weeks ago when we were having technical difficulties and weren't able to, and then Ryan and I moved. So we're going to maybe touch on some SDCC highlights, but something else that happened this week was GamesCon. And that's the big, huge conference, another big, huge conference for video games. And so we'll be talking about that as well. So exciting stuff. Does anyone want to talk about any San Diego highlights or anything from that they'd like to bring up?
Well, I'm just trying to look at some of the news, like the big stuff. I'm just trying to see if there was anything
they did announce. There wasn't anything earth-breaking.
There really wasn't. There were a few new announcements. Like, they did announce Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Yay.
where they might be introducing Warlock.
Warlock? I'm not familiar with that character. Who's Warlock?
He's one of the main characters of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I don't know the Guardians of the Galaxy, so.
Oh,
there you go.
Ryan probably knows who I'm talking about.
They are working on that. now, Legendary Films talked about that they're working on the Warcraft movie. And they also said that they're going to be doing Godzilla 2. And just recently they said that Godzilla 2 has a 2018 release date. So I don't know why it's so far out. But,
They also announced Hong Kong. I mean, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
No, it wasn't King Kong. It was Skull Island.
Oh, it was Skull Island. Isn't Skull Island King Kong?
No, it's
not
Hong Kong.
It's not Hong Kong. Hong Kong's in a big, giant country called China.
Hong Kong adopted brother of King Kong, right?
There you go. All related to Donkey Kong.
So Skull Island is the island that King Kong was discovered. So
the reveal, because there was they were talking to Guillermo del Toro about his what should I do? Should I do it? I'm talking about doing another Hellboy or
something
like that.
Everybody got all excited.
And then they show this preview and oh my gosh, is this going to be a Hellboy 3 preview? And they're like, what is
Kong? And other people were thinking it might have been Jurassic World.
Yeah, like Jurassic World.
Because it showed an island and it was dark and you never know.
Then it was Skull Island and a lot of people.
And then it was a big gorilla pounding his chest and people were like, what? Another King Kong movie?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. Yeah. I guess we can now do King Kong versus, Godzilla.
Right. That'll be
or cool. Hong Kong.
So or maybe, Hong Kong. Hong Kong versus Donkey Kong.
It's a King Kong and Godzilla and some kaiju.
Yes, that's right. So maybe the reason why Godzilla 2 is not coming out until 2018 is because this Skull Island is coming out before that? I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
So,
the next Godzilla will have Mecha Godzilla.
It doesn't really matter.
So as far as TV news, there wasn't anything new announced. They just, they talked about all the stuff that's already out. They talked about, the next season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They did talk about the new Agent Carter series a little bit. They had a panel.
Is it with the same actress?
Yes, the same actress from the Captain America movie. Haley.
Joel Osment.
No.
I was thinking the same thing.
What?
No. His name is Hallie, and it's not Haley.
But he's in a new movie coming out, though.
Well, good for him.
Burn.
Take that. Hi-ya!
Take that, Haley.
But I do think that DC, in general, this was a big Comic-Con for them because they had Gotham, they had Arrow, they had The Flash, they had Constantine, they had...
In television, their movies are kind of blah.
But as far as television is concerned.
It did seem like people had a bigger fan reaction to the Batman versus Superman movie than the Marvel movies, though.
Yeah, so they did talk about the...
Because everyone knows what the Marvel movies are going to be.
You kind of have an idea of what's coming up next.
It's another Avengers. It's another Thor. It's another Iron Man. It's another.
So they did actually show some
another
footage of the Batman Superman movie at the Comic-Con.
Yeah, when are we going to be actually to
was
see
that?
They said they're never going to release that to the open public because it was something they did just specifically for the Comic-Con. It wasn't like actual footage from the movie.
Is that the footage where it shows
it was raining and
well, yeah, I've seen it. It was raining and the spotlight is shining up
into
the sky.
Yeah, and Superman is in the sky.
And then,
it's got these.
Superman has these red eyes, and
angry.
Batman looking up at Superman.
It's basically just something they put together for the Comic-Con. It wasn't anything.
It was something for everybody to fanboy out.
Right.
Yeah, it's not that important. It doesn't have any cool.
Well, did you hear about the one of the new rumors about the movie though? Is that how they're going to tie in Wonder Woman? Is that Wonder Woman will be working for Lex Luthor or with Lex Luthor?
Okay.
To how it ties in. That's the rumor.
Interesting.
Yeah, haven't heard that. Rumors. Right. But of course, you know, because of Comic-Con, they did have a lot of comic book panels and news. They
not as much movie panels, but they did have comics still at Comic-Con.
Oh yeah, there were plenty. But you know, the DC panels, there were quite a bit of DC panels. They talked about the new Multiversity series that's coming out, which is about the, you know, multiple universes and the different characters from each of the universes interacting with each other. You know, they talked about the new, where the Justice League is going. And then, of course, they had, Batman Eternal panel. So that was all about Batman and what he's coming up with. But, and then Marvel, they had, I think one of their biggest panels was about the Avengers. Now, we know that a lot of stuff is happening with the Avengers. You know, you've got Thor that's now going to be a woman.
Yep.
Captain America is now the Falcon is now Captain America.
Yep.
And Iron Man is, you know, there's some changes with Iron Man going on as well. So all of this stuff is going to take place after the big Axis event that's going to be starting in October. So once that happens and kind of the dust settles, then this new Avengers now is going to take off and go from there. So, but one thing that I thought was kind of cool is that Marvel announced their new Star Wars comics that they're going to be doing. For the longest time, Star Wars has been done by Dark Horse comics.
Dark Horse, yeah.
Well, when Disney, who owns Marvel, also bought Lucas and got the Star Wars license, then Dark Horse was allowed to finish out their license. But then once their license ended, then Disney gave the license to Marvel. So now the Star Wars comics are going to be done directly by Marvel. So they did announce that. And most of the comics that they announced were all going to take place during the original trilogy timeline. And so I think one of them's going to be about Princess Leia, one of them's going to be about Darth Vader, and then one of them is going to be it's Princess Leia, Darth Vader, and then they're going to just have the flagship title, which is just Star Wars, and that's going to have the whole team. But it's basically all a part of the after it kind of takes place after the events of Episode 4. So after they blow up the initial Death Star, kind of, you know, what happens after that. And so
we're going to get more storyline that's going to be added to the canon.
These are going to be considered canon. Right. So these are going to be considered canon now that they've started doing this whole, you know, everything that's approved is now canon.
There were years between the episodes.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I think that there's a lot of good stuff that came out of San Diego Comic-Con, but
there was something that came out of San Diego Comic-Con that was pretty silly. They sent a cease and desist to Salt Lake Comic-Con.
Yes.
Yeah.
Comic-Con.
There were several included on the list, but they had personally sent a specific letter to the Salt Lake Comic Con. Now,
that has turned into a full blown lawsuit.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna go anywhere.
It's not gonna go anywhere. But the thing is, I don't know why San Diego Comic-Con decided to do this, because more than anything, they're giving Salt Lake Comic-Con way, like, awesome press because of this.
Oh, yeah.
Huge press. They're showing that they're scared that Salt Lake Comic-Con is now a competitor of theirs.
Yeah. Salt Lake Comic-Con just announced
145,000 tickets or something like that.
Yeah, they are expecting to become the number two Comic-Con in size in North America this year. But we'll see.
Yeah.
See what happens.
It's an interesting thing about that, though. I was listening to several podcasts, and a lot of people have said they know people that have booths and panels at San Diego Comic-Con that said they're no longer going to go to San Diego Comic-Con because they're losing money going to San Diego Comic-Con, because more and more each year people are there to be there for the Hollywood stuff. They're
right.
Not there.
It's becoming a Hollywood con.
Yeah, yeah. They're not there to go and purchase comic stuff and other artwork by all these people.
Yeah.
And so some of these artists and other people have already expressed their interest that instead of San Diego Comic-Con, they're going to make Salt Lake Comic-Con their now major place that they go. So yeah. It's just interesting.
Well, and, something that they were saying is, something Salt Lake Comic-Con said is, San Diego Comic-Con will always be the big con. Why? Because they're right there next to Hollywood. They're close enough that they're easily accessible by a lot of celebrities who might be in the area or live in the area. And, they're always going to have that reputation. But Salt Lake Comic-Con they want to focus on comic books. They want to focus on the fans. And, they just announced that they have Stan Lee coming back again this year, because Stan Lee did, like, a surprise visit last year.
Right.
They weren't expecting him to show up at all, and he showed up on Saturday afternoon, and everybody freaked.
Right.
But this time they have him for, like, the whole con.
He's actually booked to come.
Yeah, he's actually booked to come. And they have Marvel as an official, like Marvel is going to be there. And so they have this major focus to be a comic con. And while they do have some focus on, a few movie celebrities and a few, television celebrities and so forth, that's you still have a feeling that that's not their main focus. Their main focus is the, the artists and the comics.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it for San Diego Comic-Con and Comic-Con news. So, yeah, we'll talk more about Salt Lake Comic-Con when it happens in September.
Yep. Now for Gamescom.
Gamescom!
With an M.
M. Yeah. With an M. Com.
So Gamescom is basically... It's like
E3.2.
Well,
2.0.
It's Europe's version of E3. It's
there you go.
And
but
this one is actually open to the public.
Yeah.
So anybody can come, whereas E3,
which
you have
cool.
to be a member of the media industry in order to get into E3.
Which
so,
we are now.
Yes.
Yeah, I got my press pass to Salt Lake Comic Con.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what I think
to start us off with, I think we should just talk about the games that they didn't show at E3. That's what I'm more interested.
Well, that's
about.
That's what I was just going to say. Usually, a lot of people don't really pay that much attention to Gamescom because it does happen so shortly after E3,
yeah.
That, usually for the most part, there's not a whole lot of new stuff that gets announced. They may announce, some things, but not really a whole lot of new stuff. Like, for example, Microsoft came, they had their press conference, and, they talked about, the new Assassin's Creed. They talked about the new FIFA, the new Call of Duty, the new Evolve.
Well, Evolve is being delayed.
Yeah, it's delayed till 2015.
2015. Although I thought it was interesting that it's going to be Tomb Raider is going to be a timed exclusive for the Xbox One.
Yeah, that was one of their big feathers that they put in their cap. They're like, hey, we've got the new Tomb Raider. It's going to be exclusive to Xbox for the holiday. And
but only a timed exclusive. So.
Right. So eventually it will be on the other platforms. But it was really interesting because the way they worded it, because they did say exclusive to the Xbox in 2015. And so I'm like, okay, why would they be so specific like that? And so everybody was like freaking out. They're like
thinking it was only going to be on the Xbox.
How can you take it away from everybody? And you know, some of the business analysts were like, well, actually it could make more sense monetarily for them to only do it on a single platform and da 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 da.
Well, I actually think it was probably a move by Square Enix to make a deal with Microsoft to allow them an exclusive because they've always had such a tight relationship with Sony.
Sony, exactly.
Being, you know, both Japanese companies, it's understandable. But I think they're maybe trying to create a better relationship with Microsoft because, admittedly, with their MMO, like Final Fantasy XIV, they've always wanted it to be cross-platform on the Xbox One, but they've always been denied. We'll see.
So,
what happens.
So that was like that was actually one of their big announcements that they made was they're like Tomb Raider is going to be exclusive, you know. So they didn't have any Microsoft didn't have any huge new stuff to talk about. They did talk about.
Although because one of the games that Quantum Break wasn't shown at E3, and that was one game that a lot of people were really excited to hear more about, and so I'm glad they showed it for Gamescom because it looks really cool.
It really does. Yeah, Quantum Break is all about time, like manipulating time
it's bullet speed.
Yeah, I mean it's an action shooter type game, but you got all these really cool things that you can do where you can freeze time and do all this kind of stuff and change the way that things are and then let time come back in while you're shooting.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. The gameplay video was pretty cool to watch that. They talked about, you know, Fable Legends. They talked about the new Forza Horizon game. They talked about Sunset Overdrive. One of the new games that they announced was a game called Scream Ride, which is basically like a roller coaster tycoon-ish
game. It's another builder
game. So it's like a theme park builder type game. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I'm like, yeah, okay. But one of the cool things that they did talk about was they're coming out with this, what they're calling the Halo channel.
Yeah.
And so essentially they're saying that like everything Halo, this is going to be your one destination for everything Halo. So the new Halo Nightfall live action miniseries.
I want to see so bad, but it's only on Xbox.
No, it's going to be on PC. You'll be able to watch it.
Oh, really?
Yep. You'll be able to watch it on your PC.
Oh,
that was one of the things that they talked. That's what this Halo channel is.
I missed that.
Yeah, that's what this Halo channel is. So not only will you be able to watch the new Halo Nightfall live action series, but you'll also be able to go there for like any kind of Halo information. But
it looks just scary awesome, like the TV
Nightfall
show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do a good job with it, I'm sure.
I really enjoyed
if you've watched the production value, you're like, man, if this was on like some larger network, I think it would be really successful.
Yeah, right. So it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, like I said, I really enjoyed Forward Unto Dawn.
Right.
And so and Nightfall has a lot more money behind it than that did.
Yeah, a lot of bigger names doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
So yeah. So that'll be pretty cool. So
did you guys see the new Stormtrooper helmet?
No.
No.
What?
You didn't?
Ooh.
Ooh.
From the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't heard anything about that.
Put a link to it in the Skype.
Was it like an official announcement, or was it like a link?
It was, let's see. They say that they admit it's pretty deep in rumor territory.
Oh, ooh. Okay.
Okay.
So well, it's right up Barry's alley.
It's right up my alley. Breaking rumors.
Yeah.
So yeah. Sony had their conference, and Sony once again beats out Microsoft.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Sony continues to show...
Their marketing team's really good.
Their marketing team's way better, it seems like.
Okay, they one of the first things they announced was that they've already sold over 10 million consoles. And that's like sell-through to the consumer.
Yeah.
Whoa, typey-typey.
Oh, I thought I had it on mute. Sorry.
So, yeah, and that's, like, sold through to the consumer. So that means there are over 10 million PS4s on the street.
Yeah.
And they did that.
I'll get one, and if they're just on the street, well, I'm going to get one.
Sounds like a drug.
And they did that in...
There's 10 million PS4s on the street.
It is a drug.
But they did that in just 9 months. Yeah. I mean, the system hasn't even been available for a year yet, and they've already sold 10 million.
Okay, so, I'll share the link of the Stormtrooper helmet rumors on Closet Geek.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, Closet Geek. Okay.
So, yeah, I have to go check that out. But, yeah, so they, you know, just like Microsoft, Sony talked about a lot of the things that everybody already knew about. You know, they talked about Little Big Planet 3. They talked about their new game Bloodborne, which is being done by the same people that do, like, the Dark Souls games. But they actually showed actual gameplay of that, so a lot of people were excited about that. They showed a new trailer for The Order 1886, which actually introduced Nikola Tesla as involved in the storyline somehow. I thought that was pretty cool because he makes all their weapons and stuff. So that's I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
But then they started showing games that they had never talked about before. Most of them are independent games,
which Sony tends to cater to, which is awesome because indie games are really big right now.
I mean, Microsoft is kind of catching up to Sony.
They are independent games, but
Sony has notoriously been a lot better for the independent developer, and so they came. There's a game called The Tomorrow Children, which is made by Q Games, which has done all of the Pixel Junk series of games. But The Tomorrow Children, it's really weird. It's kind of it's really like almost impossible to really say what it is because it's just so different. But it's essentially you are a part of a Marxist community that is trying to rebuild society by mining these fallen giants.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of weird.
You mine into these giants to find the resources and to find like people that you bring back to your community. But then there's also something
So you find the people in the giant's stomach.
Yeah, or something. It's weird. But then there's also like city to city fighting, and then all of a sudden there's like this big huge monster that's like stomping through, and they're trying to like kill this big huge monster. So I mean, it's just a whole bunch of different genres just kind of all smashed into one game, and it's
I like it.
It looks really cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean it looks cool, after that they've really – there's a lot of horror.
Yeah, that seems to be the really out. Popular right now.
Horror is really popular right now.
Well, because you've got Bloodborne, which is a horror-based game. You've got
The Order.
The Order, which is, you know, fighting against
fighting against
like
the
that.
Evils.
So
yep.
You've got a game called The Vanishing of Ethan Carter, which is kind of a thriller mystery.
It's a thriller game.
Yeah, it's like a mystery detective type, but it's like a psychic detective kind of thing. You've got a game called Hellblade.
Yeah,
which is being developed by Ninja Theory. They're the same people that did Heavenly Sword,
yeah. Enslaved. Yeah.
So that's their new game. It's
DMC,
very much a horror theme to it. They announced that DayZ is coming to the PlayStation 4. If you're not familiar with DayZ, it actually started out as a mod from the Arma 2 game, which is a military simulator. So,
you know what? I want a company to produce something that has the letter Z in it and not be a zombie game. Like totally, just totally throw people off. Just be this is the, Z Chronicles. And then it'll be like, everyone's like, ooh, zombies. And it'll be like, no, it's something
it's
totally different.
It's about a little girl named Zoe.
It's a girl. Her name's Z.
Yeah. Next. So, I mean, even the new, Middle Earth Shadows of Mordor game is very
that
dark.
Game,
very
it looks
brutal.
So good, though.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the Lord of the Rings games, they do have their fan base. There's a lot of people that like them. But overall, they haven't been, big, huge
overly
hits.
Overly popular.
Right.
Yeah.
This one looks really good, though. I mean,
this one looks really good.
Action adventure, very kind of a mix.
Well, I like how you're not playing one of the story characters.
Yeah.
It's its own storyline, and so it's just based in the world. And so I think that will be more beneficial for them.
One of the games that I thought was really interesting how they did it was they introduced they played this little trailer. And then said, and they just called it PT. And they said, it's available now. Go to the Sony store, download it, and play it. So it turns out that what it is it's basically an interactive trailer that you play through. It's almost like a game demo, but you play through this demo. And then at the end, if you get through the demo, which I've heard is really difficult to do, but if you get through the demo, it's finally revealed that it's a game that's being developed by Hideo Kojima, who does the Metal Gear Solid games, as well as in conjunction with Guillermo del Toro, starring Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus, yeah.
And it's the new Silent Hill game. And so it was just a really interesting way to go about announcing that they're working on this new Silent Hill game.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they announced that they're doing a remake of Until Dawn, which is a horror slasher type game. So there was just a lot of horror going on.
2014,
another
year of horror.
Another one I want to add is the Long Dark.
Oh, yeah, The Long Dark.
It's a survival... it kind of has a dark horror feel, but it's more of a survival in the Canadian Arctic.
Yeah,
weather.
It's not necessarily horror as in, monsters killers or anything like that, but it's basically just you trying to survive.
Trying to survive.
So it's
one of the cool reasons that I want to plug it is because my friend Mark Meir... who also does the voices of Commander Shepard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also the voice of the main character in this.
Oh, cool.
So,
So when are we going to have him on the Closet Geek, Ryan?
I know. He is so busy.
I bet.
He's got a television show in Canada. So he's really busy with that. And he's also does... he does improv shows... He does his television show. He does video games.
We only need 2 hours on Skype.
Yeah, and he's the thing is, he would probably say yes, But when we can schedule we're talking like a year down the road.
Right.
So maybe I'll just talk to him about it.
Let's schedule him a year down the road. We'll be around.
I'll talk to him at Dragon Con. I'll talk to him at Dragon Con and see what he says.
So let's hit E3 real fast. So a lot of stuff that they've already kind of talked about before.
Electronic Arts had their own press conference separate from Microsoft and Sony.
Because they are their own entity.
Well, I mean, they're the biggest publisher that's out there. They really are. So they have enough.
What about Sierra?
They're not big enough.
No, they come back and make an independent games.
Maybe back in 1989.
Yeah, right. So Electronic Arts talked about, you know, their new Dragon Age Inquisition game, which the more I see about that game, the more I get excited about it. They talked about Titanfall. They talked about, you know, NHL, FIFA, Sims 4.
All their sports
games. They talked about, you know, Star Wars Old Republic and all this stuff. But the one game that they announced that was, like, out of the blue, that nobody knew anything about it because it had just been teased a little bit the previous week, is a game called Shadow Realms. It's being developed by BioWare, the same folks that have done Star Wars Old Republic, Knights of the Old Republic, Dragon Age, all the way back to Baldur's Gate, Neverwinter Nights. And it's a fantasy, it's an urban fantasy based 4v1 type multiplayer game. It's an online action RPG, and this whole 4v1 has become pretty popular. You've got Evolve that's 4v1. You've got a couple other games that are doing this 4v1. So essentially, what it is that you have four players, and then the fifth player gets to play what they're calling the Shadow Lord. And they're basically paralleling this.
So it's another Evolve.
Well, somewhat, but they're paralleling it to the Shadow Lord is actually controlling the dungeon. So it's not just you're not just playing a big monster. You're actually controlling like all of the other monsters. You're setting things up. You're setting up like environmental traps and other things.
So it's like. Dungeon master, right?
That's exactly what they're saying.
So they're combining Evolve with Fable Legends.
Right, Fable Legends is also doing the 4v1 kind of thing, where the one person is kind of controlling the dungeon. Right, so it's a lot of games are doing that, and but it looks really neat, and it's not coming out until next year. However, they announced that they are going to be doing an alpha, and you can actually go to ShadowRealms.com and sign up for the alpha. They're going to be starting the alpha next month, and they said that, you know, they've never allowed players
what
access,
systems is it on?
PC only.
Okay.
It's not coming out to consoles. It's going to be a PC only game, but they said that they've never allowed players access to the game this early in the developmental series, but they really want to work closely with the player feedback to make the game what players want. So I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, BioWare's got such a huge profile to fall back on, and they've just made some of the, you know, in my opinion, some of the best games that have been available through the years. And so I was really excited to hear about that.
Yeah, cool. All right.
So
there's San Diego Comic-Con and Gamescom.
There you go, Barry. There you go.
Oh, man.
There we go.
All right, once was enough.
Now it's time for Geeky Trivia.
Oh, I forgot to review the movie. I moved.
Yeah.
That's my excuse.
So I'm doing geeky trivia this week. This is Michael, and this week's geeky trivia is the movie Willow.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Favorites. So some of these questions will be None of these questions are multiple choice.
Oh,
all of these questions, however, might have multiple points.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh.
So I have my paper, and I have my pen, and I'm ready to go. All right.
Yes.
So what is a Daikini?
A human.
A human.
Yeah.
A big person.
John.
Dang it.
So what is Willow?
Nelwyn.
A peck.
Yeah, Ryan.
He's a peck, too.
Well, that's
a racial derogatory
point. That's
term.
A racial slur.
So is a Daikini.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
So where is it that Willow and the Nelwyns go to find the Daikinis?
Ooh.
Oh, the
crossroads.
The crossroads.
The crossroads.
Yes, John.
Yeah.
John, the crossroads.
I didn't know if
yeah.
there was a specific name for it. But.
What is a bobbin?
A little child.
Diaper.
Yes, John, a child.
Jeez, holy cow.
What is the name of the evil queen?
Bavmorda.
Yes, John. Bavmorda.
I was on the tip of my tongue. I was thinking,
me too, I said it.
John's running away. What does Willow hate?
Trolls.
Yes,
trolls.
John, trolls.
John, shush. Somebody mute
John
you.
Must have watched it today.
No, I really haven't. That's funny.
What is the baby's name?
Alora Dannon.
Yes, very.
Dannon.
Yeah,
yes, Alora Dannon.
Hey,
where
I
does
got,
Will...
got the
where,
first last name wrong.
You. Oh, did he?
You.
I said it.
I'll give it to him. Okay. It's his first point.
Close enough.
So where does Willow find Alora Dannon?
In the river.
In the
yes,
river.
Ryan.
Dang it.
So who takes Alora Dannon out of the river?
His wife.
Yes,
oh,
his wife.
Dang it.
I'll give you another point if you can name the wife.
Kai.
Cora. Kara. Kara.
Kaya.
Kara.
Kaya. Kaya. John. Kaya.
I was waiting for Barry to finish it, but I'm like, okay, if you're
nope,
not going to say it.
I couldn't think. I knew it's.
Okay.
Dang it.
Here's a toughie. This one is worth 3 points.
Oh, snap.
What is the name of the midwife that saved Alora Dannon?
Ooh.
What?
Ooh, that's a good one. Did she have a name? Did they say her name in the movie? Probably. Or is it just in the credits?
No, it is actually said in the movie.
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Yeah.
Ethna.
Ethna.
It actually comes over at it. The way she says
ethical.
It, it almost sounds like she's just going, but it actually is a name.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's how you pronounce it.
I know, that's how you name it. All right, so this one is worth 2 points.
Okay.
What is the name of the castle Eric is sworn to?
Lockmore? Lockmar? Dang it. Is that close?
Wrong castle, but that is but that is a castle.
That's the bad castle.
Yep. Anybody?
No.
Hold on.
Nah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Hold on, Ryan says.
5, 4.
Oh,
four,
dang it. I know,
three,
I know.
Two,
go ahead.
Two, one.
Galadorn.
Galadorn. Yeah, that's right.
What is the name of Willow's son?
Rael. No, that's Kroll. Never mind. Don't know.
5, 4, three,
shoot.
2, 1.
Pip.
Pip. Rannan.
Rannan.
Okay. Weird.
What's his daughter's name? Bree? Was it Bree and Ren, I think?
I don't know.
Whatever. IMDb.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Continue
hey,
on.
Here you go. What do the bones tell the High Alduin?
Nothing.
Yes, John, nothing.
Don't tell me nothing.
So what does Kaya give Willow before his journey?
A lock of her hair.
Lock of her.
Yes, very. Nice.
Spit it out before I could.
Ooh, this is worth 5 points.
What?
This is worth 5 points. What
John's
does
video just
Mad...
Froze.
Yeah, John's John video just froze.
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay.
So what does Mad Mardigan say to Eric that comes true?
Oh, wait.
I'll win this war for you.
Ooh. That's he does say one. That, but that's not the one that comes true specifically.
I cut you off and put it on a big pole. He didn't do that.
No.
I don't know. Dang he it. Kills that the general guy.
No. Well.
General Kale.
True. He does get revenge, but that's not what he specifically says to Eric. That will come true.
He will lead the army.
No.
So five.
No.
Four. Three.
I don't
know. Two. One. That he will outlive him.
Oh.
That he will live longer.
All right.
For 2 points each.
Ooh.
What are the names of the two brownies?
Mumbo Jumbo. Give me some eggs.
I will give Ryan a point each for Mumbo and Jumbo.
He says that.
Oh, come on.
However, we still have 2 points available
wait,
for the real name.
Rel? No.
You're on the right path off on one of those.
Rune?
Rule.
Rule.
Yes.
Dang it.
2 points.
I gave that to you.
One more available. Anybody?
I have no idea. Bob.
When you are drunk, I am in charge.
I am in charge.
You forget
that I am in charge.
His name is Frangine.
Frangine, oh. That's right.
All right. Here's another one worth 2 points.
Guys, they're so beautiful.
So there are
two answers to this, and they're
just
worth...
of broken hearts.
What words do the brownies say two different times in the movie?
Wait, what?
Don't touch that, you stupid daikini.
They only say that once. So
just a broken heart.
What words do the brownies say two different times in the movie?
Say that
I
again,
got
Rat.
The baby!
I stole the baby!
Barry.
I stole the baby.
What? Good come job. On.
That's one.
I said it correctly.
Oh, there's more than one. Ooh.
Yeah, there's another one. Another phrase that they say together or is said.
You are in charge. You are in charge.
That is one I didn't think of, Ryan. I will give you a point for that.
That way.
The other.
Yes, that way. That's another
when
one.
They, when they come is, we are here. You are rescued.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they see that in different spots in the film. All right. What does the dust of broken hearts do?
Make you fall in love.
John, make you fall in love.
With the first person you see.
All right. So,
I've got to get this point.
When Rule is hit with the fairy dust,
a cat.
Dang it. John. Dang.
We were even quoting.
Yeah,
that.
We were just quoting it.
Yeah. So, for 3 points each.
What?
What magical objects are given to Willow in the movie?
Acorns.
Okay. Acorns. That's three for Ryan.
The wand.
A wand.
Three for John. There's one more. I'll give you a hint. It happens at the end of the film.
The pigeon. The dove.
No. That That's just a trick.
He throws that up into the air and it turns into a dove.
That was an apple.
Spellbook.
Spellbook.
Dang it. Yes.
Woo. Pulled that one out.
All right. So I have a few more. You ready to go to the tough ones?
Sure.
For 3 points, what word does Willow say as a spell to use on the very first troll?
Tuatha.
No.
Shouts
it really fast, and nobody really knows, but if you slow it down and listen, you know exactly what he says.
Shakalama.
George Lucas!
It's Belloc.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
But he says it really fast.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
With a British accent.
All right.
I've met him in person, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Warwick Davis?
Yeah.
Cool.
At Celebration 6.
Oh, that's cool.
So, according to Mad Mardigan, what is a trivial thing next to love?
Glory in battle.
No.
Victory over your... Victory. No. Beer.
Women?
Death.
Ryan.
It's
what he's saying to... it's what he says to Sorsha. And just so everybody knows, a little trivia on top of that.
I'll kill you, and he says, death is such a trivial thing.
Yeah, that whole scene when he's spouting off his love to Sorsha, it was ad-libbed.
Really?
Cool.
That's it was completely so cool. Ad-libbed. He just made it all up. All right. So how do Willow and Mad Mardigan get away from Sorsha after Mad Mardigan...
On the shield, sliding down on the shield.
Okay.
Well,
right.
Willow slides down the shield, but
Mad Mardigan is a big snowball.
That's how they end it. That's how they stop.
Now, I'll give 1 point.
But Mad Mardigan says,
"But Mad Mardigan,
get on the shield."
But he cuts down the tent. He cuts down the tent to get away first.
The question is, here's a bonus point. This is a bonus 3 points. What is the movie mistake concerning the shield that they slid down on the hill on?
Oh, you could see the slats on the other side of the shield when it did the jump part.
So you could tell it was an actual sled.
Yeah.
And you could also tell it was dummies on the shield for a couple times. Yeah. So they all stiff.
They're like, "Arr!"
So who stays with Willow to wait for another Daikini?
Mad.
Migosh.
Oh, 1 point each, Barry and John. That was a All right. True or false? Willow kills the evil sorceress.
False. She kills herself.
Yeah, because she knocks over the...
Yep, she kills herself.
All right.
Yep. All right. So, what new magic trick does Willow show the Nelwyns when he gets back to the Nelwyn?
He throws an apple up in the air, and it turns into a dove.
I'm answering it now.
All right. So here is a really tough one. So you really got to know the film. So this one is worth 8 points. Holy cow. Because I had to really pay attention to get this.
Okay.
So why did Queen Bavmorda need a ritual to get rid of the child? Why didn't she simply kill the baby on the spot?
Because she needed to send it to another dimension.
Because it would destroy her if she killed the baby.
Okay. I'll give 1 point to Ryan because he's in the right direction. Here's a side point for this question. What was the name of the ritual?
Oh, wow. The disappearing pig ritual.
I just remember saying, prepare the ritual.
Yeah, so So Bav Morda's ritual, it was called the Ritual of Obliteration. It was a spell that is used to destroy a living spirit's essence or soul. Presumably, if she had killed Alora, the soul would have been released and then reborn into another child.
There you go. Okay. I was not right at all. But
cool. That's cool.
All right. So General Kale takes Alora Dannon to where?
The
Piercely.
No.
No, that's where they attack. Cool. Okay.
He takes her to
the castle.
Right? What's the name of the castle? So
Ryan, say the castle.
Lockmar. Ryan gets a point and John gets a point.
Lockmar.
All right. So the last question.
All right. Okay.
What is Mad Mardigan's nickname for Alora Dannon?
Sticks.
John Sticks.
No. We said it at the same time.
No.
There must have been lag because I said it before you did.
Shush.
It was close, but I did say it before you did.
Well, I think we all know who won that one.
I don't know, because you guys got... Yeah, because you got, like, multiple point questions.
What is the root that he feeds a
lot of... Black root, which is also known as licorice.
And what does he say?
Known for giving hair on your chest.
Vanilla. Vanilla root is black root. Yes.
Her name is Alora Dannon, and the last thing she wants is a hairy chest.
I am a father of two children, and you do not give... Yeah, all right.
How old was Warwick Davis when he made that?
Oh, gosh.
24.
No, he was younger than that. He was like...
Oh, really?
Well, when he did Return of the Jedi, he was like 14, wasn't he?
No, he was 10.
10. See, he wasn't even... Okay. Oh, wow. He had to have been like 17... 18.
Yeah. He was 17, 18 when he made it.
Yeah.
That's when crazy. He did Willow? Wow.
When he did Willow, yeah.
He played an older character than he was.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Well, it's kind of hard to tell when you have dwarfism how old a lot of them are.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, so, of course, John wins.
Woo! That is right.
Ryan, 16, and Barry, 7.
7 points. Woo!
You stupid Daikini!
So I hope everybody enjoyed my tough questions and fun questions for Willow.
I stole the baby while he was taking a pee-pee.
John, are you next? Are you next?
No, you are.
Am I?
If Michael, then you're next.
Okay.
And then I'm after you.
And then Ryan, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the name of the husband that Matt Mardigan cheats on his wife with?
Lunk.
Yeah.
Grell. Oh, yeah.
He's like, gentlemen, meet Lunk.
Not a woman. Not a woman.
You're very strong for a woman.
Oh,
you're
thank
very
you.
Pretty. That's All a right. good cosplay I should do, huh? Bad Mardigan.
I'm looking. I'd like to break it.
That's it for the Closet Geek, guys. Yeah, awesome film. Thanks so much for joining us. We apologize for the break that we were gone, but we are back in full force. We'd like to thank our affiliates, Doghouse Systems, and I can contribute that their computers are amazing because I now have one, and they work amazing. You could go to their website, use the code CLOSETGEEK, and you can get double RAM for free with your purchase. Also, we'd like to remind you to go to our webpage to use our Amazon affiliate link for all your Amazon shopping needs and wants. Thanks for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net, on our Facebook page, Twitter, all those social sites. And don't forget to email us all your questions or anything you'd like to tell us at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. And join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek. Reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.
Willow, you idiot.